World Report with Brandon House.
These same companies are the ones that had their money in that Silicon Bank. And by the way, just a week or so ago, you know, the guy that's over there on MSNBC who's always talking about, you know, oh, whammy, 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 go buy this. This is the one you want to go. Well, you know who I'm talking about. Well, his reputation is taking a big hit because he told people just a few days ago to go out there and buy Silicon Valley Bank stocks. That it was a surefire place to go to put your money. And also a couple other ones that are going flat right now. He's got a lot of explaining to do why it was he was touting those banks when he knew they were going in a downward spiral and they knew they had been insolvent for up to 6 months. Guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there and watching the Jim Price Show Daily Update here on Bright Tee TV Live. Remember, the 10% you do for your neighbor, your community, city, county, state, the federal government, the more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. So learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win, I promise. I don't make promises I can't keep. Guys, this is your world. Make it what you want it every single day, being better than you were the day before. Remember, your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart is in the right place. Guys, do not forget why we're in this. We're in this for the truth. We're in this to make sure that we are the difference makers. And if we have to stand at the judgment seat of Christ, we'll understand that we did what we could to make sure others were free and did not have to live under tyrannical times. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, Russian forces are closing in on the key Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, while also sending a barrage of missiles into the capital of Kiev and other cities. Russians were warned to take anti-radiation pills and rush for their nearest nuclear bomb shelters after hackers compromised state television servers to broadcast chilling messages. Scientists in Japan claim to have created eggs from two male mice, technology that they say could lead to the ability of two human men to conceive a child. Another train derailment to report, the third in 2 days. The Satanic Temple opens its first after-school club on an elementary school campus in the United States. And Thomas Massey exposes how the CDC colluded with Twitter to censor the tweets of congressmen such as himself who spoke out against the experimental mRNA COVID vaccines. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Russian forces have, at this point, taken full control of the eastern part of the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, as one of the bloodiest battles of the year-long war appears close to ending. Zero Hedge reports that NATO Secretary General Hans Stoltenberger has acknowledged that Bakhmut might fall to Russian forces in the, quote, coming days, end quote, amid reports of rapid gain, which has been spearheaded by the Russian mercenary outfit Wagner Group. Quote, we cannot rule out that Bakhmut may eventually fall in the coming days, end quote. That's what Stoltenberg told a press briefing in Stockholm. But like with statements from Pentagon generals of late, he quickly tried to downplay the city's strategic importance. Stoltenberg described that its capture by the Russian military won't, quote, necessarily reflect any turning point of the war, end quote. The Kiev Independent recently interviewed Ed soldiers on the front lines and issued a surprisingly blunt assessment, given it's obviously a news source on the Ukrainian side, that Ukrainian soldiers are, by and large, quote, unprepared, poorly trained battalions being thrown into the front line meat grinder to serve as best they could with little support from armored vehicles, mortar, artillery, drones, and tactical information, end quote. The Daily Mail reports that the Russians were warned Thursday, March 9th, to take anti-radiation pills and rush to their nearest nuclear bomb shelter after hackers compromised state television servers to broadcast chilling messages. TV and radio programs in Moscow and in the region were interrupted with an alarming message telling citizens a missile strike had been conducted on Russian soil. Population was urged to take potassium iodine pills, don their gas masks, protect themselves, and to seek shelter. The Russian Emergency Ministry said hacking was responsible for the false alarm, the third such case in the past month, but the first in which viewers were warned to take anti-radiation pills. Russia appears to be capitalizing on its momentum in the Donetsk region, firing what's possibly the largest barrage of missiles so far this year. The Wall Street Journal reported Thursday that Russia fired dozens of missiles at the capital city of Kiev and other regions across Ukraine on Thursday, March 9th, striking civilian infrastructure and the country's defense industry in one of the biggest barrages this year as its forces continue to claw more territory in the east.
Surrounded by residential buildings with shattered windows, firefighters extinguish flames in a Kiev car park. According to local authorities, the city was targeted by Russian missiles and kamikaze drones. Residents describe their shock.
I heard a very loud explosion. We quickly jumped out of bed and saw one car on fire. Then the other cars caught on fire as well.
It's hard to explain how I feel, because 1 meter left or right, and it could have been my apartment. I have no words.
While many missiles were intercepted, the capital's energy infrastructure was hit, causing blackouts for almost half its residents. It's part of a barrage of Russian strikes all over Ukraine early Thursday morning, with explosions reported in cities like Dnipro in the east, Mykolaiv to the south, and Lviv to the west, where several people are reported to have been killed. Authorities say the missiles damaged energy infrastructure in several areas and notably knocked out power supply to the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, leaving it dependent on backup generators. Responding to the strikes, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky deplored what he called Russia's miserable tactics and said Moscow would not get away with its actions.
Top commander of Ukraine's armed forces said Russia had launched 81 missiles of different varieties from air, land, and sea, in addition to 8 Iranian-made attack drones. 4 of the drones and 34 cruise missiles were intercepted. Russia says the missile barrage, well, it targeted infrastructure, but Ukraine says they killed 6 people. Japanese researchers claim they've successfully created eggs using cells from 2 male mice. They're claiming this to be a scientific breakthrough. It could lead to 2 biological human males being able to reproduce offspring. But clearly, this is a demonically inspired attempt to mock God and his created order. The Guardian reports, quote, previously scientists have created mice that technically had 2 biological fathers through a chain of elaborate steps, including genetic engineering. However, this is the first time viable eggs have been cultivated from male cells and marks a significant advance. This is what one of the professors said. The team is now attempting to replicate this achievement with human cells, although there would be significant hurdles for the use of lab-grown eggs for clinical purposes, including establishing their safety, end quote. Despite previous setbacks, the professor remains positive humans can soon have 2 dads. Quote, purely in human terms of technology, it will be possible in humans even in 10 years, end quote. That's what he stated, according to The Guardian, adding he'd support the technology later being used by two men to have a baby. Quote, I don't know whether they'll be available for reproduction, end quote. That's what he said to The Guardian. Quote, this is not a question just for the scientific program, but also for society, end quote. Previous experiment where researchers attempted to create mice embryos made from the DNA of two male mice resulted in offspring surviving less than 2 days. But the fact that scientists are even trying to do this shows that modern science is in open rebellion against the one and only Creator God. Testifying last week at the House Committee on the Government Weaponization of Government Agencies, author and journalist Matt Taibbi exposed how the FBI colluded with Twitter to censor free speech. Take a look at this exchange with Congresswoman Harriet Hagman, Republican of Wyoming, who asked him if he believed it's the FBI's responsibility to police the terms of service for a private company. Watch this.
The FBI was essentially creating, doing word searches keyed to Twitter's terms of service, looking for violations of terms of service, specifically so that they could make recommendations along those lines, which we found interesting.
Do you believe it's the FBI's responsibility to police the terms of service for a private company?
I do not. I think you cannot have a state-sponsored anti-disinformation effort and also without directly striking at the whole concept of free speech. I think the two ideas are in direct conflict.
A direct conflict of interest. The FBI can't have it both ways, saying that Twitter, Facebook, and Google are independent private companies not bound by the First Amendment, but then taking on the role of policing those very same platforms for speech it doesn't like. But it was Congressman Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky, who stole the show at last week's weaponization of government hearings. He came prepared for a beatdown on the CDC, which was tracking the tweets of members of Congress regarding vaccines and urging Twitter to censor them. Watch this.
Kentucky, Mr. Massey is recognized for 5 minutes.
I want to talk about the weaponization of the CDC against the American people, and this overlaps with one of the Twitter files, number 13 by my count, actually by Alex Berenson, not one of our two witnesses, but I would like your comment on it. A week before Christmas 2020, the vaccines came out. The FDA curated the Pfizer trial results, and then the CDC curated the FDA's opinion. The CDC said in their MMWR, which is never peer-reviewed, they're very proud that it's not peer-reviewed, they treat it like science, it's not science, they said that the vaccine was 92% efficacious for people who had already had COVID. The Pfizer trial data said no such thing. In fact, there was no support for that claim. So I called up the head of the CDC, recorded the conversation, the head in Washington, D.C. She said she'd get the top scientists on the line. There was a snowstorm that day, so I was impressed. She got this top scientist on the line. They said I was Eagle Eye Massey. They couldn't believe how that statement had made it into their report and that I was absolutely correct. There was no support for it. So I said, how are you going to fix it? You're going to redact it? You're going to change it? What are you going to do? They said, we'll do all of that. I said, great. A month later, it was still on their website. I made some more phone calls. They brought in an old hand, an old fixer, Dr. Shushat. These are her notes of her phone call with me about natural immunity in January when I called him out on it again. These are the entirety of her notes that were obtained in a FOIA from somebody, a third party. I took all of my recordings, released them to Cheryl Atkinson. She blew the whistle on this. A lot of people have forgotten about it. Here's why I find it interesting, and I'm going to tie it into the Twitter files. And by the way, I told them I was not anti-vax. I said the problem with your story is there's a misallocation of vaccines, which are not available for all the old people in Kentucky, but you got young people in Kentucky taking them because you're telling them on the website, even if you've had COVID, go get it. So that was my complaint. On May 10th, 2021, Todd O'Boyle, this name will come up in a Twitter file later. He is the top lobbyist in Twitter's Washington office, who was also Twitter's point of contact in the White House. He encouraged the CDC to enroll in the partner support program. Oh, okay. The CDC is now a partner with Twitter because they're in the partner support program. He said, in the future, that's the best way to get a spreadsheet like this reviewed. Now, this is an email from between Todd O'Boyle and the folks at CDC. By the way, let me talk to this too. These are more of my conversations with the CDC, completely redacted the subject thereof. Next one, please. I also found as a result of the FOIA, CDC tracks every tweet that a congressman puts out. Not just Republican, but Democrat. They keep a spreadsheet. They make it every week. This showed up in the FOIA for me because I'm in their spreadsheet that they track. Why is this interesting? Okay, so they're tracking congressmen's tweets at CDC. They're enrolled in the partner support portal at Twitter. And then I found Alex Berenson's report very interesting because what he found out is that Scott Gottlieb worked hard and Twitter complied, it looks like, to censor a tweet from a doctor about natural immunity. Guess what? On the same day that doctor's tweet was censored, so were my tweets on natural immunity. Why is this important? What is consequential about the date? This is 3 days after the military vaccine mandate came out and a week before the federal vaccine mandates came out. This truth was toxic to a narrative that Pfizer was spreading, that Joe Biden wanted out there so that he could force the vaccine on everybody, whether you had natural immunity or not. Now, I actually, you guys might not agree with me on this. I don't think the press gets special privileges on the First Amendment. I don't think Congress does. I think every American, by virtue of being an American, has the right to free speech enshrined in the Constitution. So I'm not so much worried that they censored a congressman, but they disabled all the comments from my constituents. Those are the voices they squelched. And my beef is not with Twitter, but my beef is with the CDC and these federal agencies. And I encourage you all, if you can, to find more about this. And do either of you have any comments on this topic?
Yeah.
So it wasn't just the congressman's tweets that were censored, but all of his constituents who responded to his tweets as well. This was a wholesale government operation to silence Americans from relaying the truth about the government's killer vaccine. Despicable. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. While the bodies continue to pile up, on Tuesday of last week, a South African soccer player died suddenly after collapsing during a training at the age of just 26 years old. Quote, "It is with deep sadness to announce that Richards Bay Football Club has ultimately lost one of the midfielders, Mitola. He collapsed this morning during training," end quote. That's what the team announced in a tweet. Quote, "The club is not in a position to provide further information at this stage and ask that his family's privacy is respected in this difficult time of bereavement," end quote. That's what the club said, and they continued, quote, "His presence both on and off the pitch will be sorely missed. Thoughts and prayers of everyone in Richards Bay Football Club are with his family, friends, and loved ones," end quote. There were no details released about his death, but he would not have been on the field if he had not passed a physical and been in good health. prior to this sudden death, presumably of cardiac arrest, just like the thousands of other athletes suffered over the last 2 years with no real explanation given. Another Norfolk Southern train derailed Thursday, March 9th in Calhoun County, Alabama, as the company's chief executive officer is expected to testify before Congress. Calhoun County EMA reported that nearly 30 cars derailed at 6:45 a.m. in the White Plains area. That's according to the agency's Facebook post. The incident reportedly caused no injuries, hazardous spills, or dangers to the public, but it's the third derailment in just a two-day period. Quote, there are no injuries and no reports of leaks of hazmat. Also, we have no road blockages, end quote. So said the Calhoun County EMA. They went on to say, quote, Norfolk Southern has responded and is working closely with us. There is no danger to the public, end quote. Natural News reports that the world's largest provider of DNA services has been gobbled up by Wall Street investment giant Blackstone. Blackstone purchased Ancestry.com for $4.7 billion from private equity rivals Silver Lake, Spectrum Equity, and Permira, placing a, quote, big bet, end quote, as Reuters described it, quote, on family tree chasing as well as personalized medicine, end quote. In case you're unfamiliar with the services it offers, Ancestry.com allows customers to not only trace their genealogy, but also identify specific genetic health risks using testing kits. Remember, we and others have previously reported that Communist China is stealing people's DNA from these at-home testing kits. Blackstone's hope is that because of COVID, bird flu, and all of the other fear porn surrounding contagious diseases in the 21st century, more customers will stay home and use Ancestry.com services, generating more profits for the investment firm. Nike, the popular athletic shoe brand, has been selling shoes called Nike Adapt that are connected to the internet and capable of, that's right, tying themselves. Technically, the shoes cannot be tied because they have no laces, but are compression fitted to adapt to a variety of foot sizes. The shoes must be connected to a smartphone or smartwatch per the Nike app. Users can control how tight and loose the shoes fit by adjusting a meter on the app. Presets for casual athletic use are included. This is the Internet of Things converging with the Internet of Bodies. Nike writes on its website, quote, instantly adjust your Nike Adapt shoes, checking battery levels and more using your smartphone. 5 customizable voice commands work with Siri shortcuts or Google Voice for Android users. The Nike app comes loaded with 2 preset fit modes, one tuned for activity and the other for relaxing. You can easily create your own with custom modes as well. Quote, your Apple Watch can also personalize your shoes. Instantly change the color of your lights or switch up your fit modes, all from your wrist. With 13 iconic Nike colors available to illuminate your lace engines, complement your personal style while pulsing and static options, or for a low-key look, simply turn off the lights. Charging your shoes is as easy as setting them on the mat and watching the lights change. If the battery runs out while you're wearing them, your shoes will still unlace so you never get stuck, end quote. If you want a pair of these high-tech shoes, guess what they're going to cost you? Well, somewhere around $408 to $784. No thanks. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Satanic Temple's after school club at Benonia K through 8th Elementary School in Colorado held its first meeting this week after a parent requested the club for her son. According to the Daily Caller News Foundation, the club is the first of its kind in the state and was initially announced on February 21st on the Satanic Temple's Twitter account. The club's first meeting was held on Monday, March 6th, and was initially requested by a parent who complained that other students had allegedly told her child that he would, quote, burn in hell, end quote, because his family was agnostic. June Everett, the Satanic Temple campaign director for the After School Satan Club program and so-called ordained minister of the Satanic Temple, told the Daily Caller News Foundation that the first meeting was a great success. Everett said, quote, we had seven children in attendance, and you could hear the laughter from clear down the hall coming from the room. The school principal was welcoming and very professional. There were no protesters on site, and we all had a great time. We played games, did some coloring projects, and made bookmarks, end quote. In a flyer for the meeting on TST's Twitter account, it says that the club does not try to convert students to, quote, any religious ideology, end quote. In other words, there's nothing to see here, just some innocent coloring book activities, that's all. However, TST has stated in the past that its clubs are designed to be a direct response to any religious after-school clubs. And Everett told the Daily Caller that a parent must request a club before they will approach a school. Kurt Clay, assistant superintendent of the Delta County School District, told the Daily Caller that the school only requires after-school groups to meet the requirements to use the school grounds. Quote, unless they do not meet the requirements of our policies, end quote. Quote, first, this is not a school-sponsored club in any form, end quote. That's what Clay said. Then he went on to say, quote, TST uses the word club in their title, but the school does not sponsor this as a school activity. By policy, the school's job is to stay neutral and treat all equally, end quote. Imagine staying neutral on a satanic temple opening up on your school's campus. This is a microcosm of what's wrong with America and has been for a very long time. There are some things you just can't be neutral on. And if Satanism in an elementary school isn't one of them, then Houston, we have a problem. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. With all that's going on in the world today, why would you not want to be prepared, particularly with emergency freeze-dried food? In fact, the other night, one broadcaster on a big broadcast outlet said, well, I guess it's time for gold and food. Well, we've been saying that for a while, haven't we? Because it doesn't take much for this house of cards to come crumbling down. From World War III, to bank collapses, to hyperinflation, to, well, the collapsing of our just-in-time inventory. Why would you not want to have an emergency food supply of your own so you're not under the government's thumb? Right now, we're offering free shipping, and that saves some of you hundreds of dollars because you're ordering a year or two worth of freeze-dried food, which weighs a lot, and it costs a lot to ship. But right now, we're paying for that shipping because we're offering free shipping. So you might want to order now while you can save hundreds of dollars and while it's available. You can place your order two ways. One is online and one is by phone. Purchase emergency freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life. You can go to WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. By the way, last night we filmed a new little commercial of my wife making some of the freeze-dried food and then us eating it. And I have to tell you, folks, it's really good. It really is. We'll release that footage soon. But we made all kinds of things like beef stroganoff. We made mashed potatoes, all kinds of things. It's really quite good, folks, and has a 25-year shelf life. Again, WVWTVstore.com or calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. One of our other sponsors for 18 years has been Swiss America. If you're interested in a free packet of information on buying precious metals, you don't even have to call Wes Peters, who I've been working with for 18 years. All you got to do is text him. Just text